for this moment that is brief in time, but is a difficult, parting, and a poignant time. The piece of music to which Gloria came in was her particular favourite hymn, and she would take copies of the music to send to family. As during the service, many family members were watching on live stream, so too we continue to think of them and to remember them, as they are very much present in spirit. And I'm grateful that this part of our service is being recorded also for them. I'd like to read from Psalm 131. O Lord, my heart is not proud, my eyes are not raised in haughty looks. I do not occupy myself with great matters, with things that are too high for me. But I have quieted and stilled my soul, like a weaned child on its mother's breast. So my soul is quieted within me. O Israel, trust in the Lord from this time forth, forevermore. As in the service in church, we celebrated Glory's unique character and her long and full life with words of tribute from Paul and words of reflection from Canon Ronnie. So now we pause, remembering the ways in which Glory has touched you for good, all the precious memories that are very much treasured. We also want to pray for those who cannot be here in person, for family across the world. Merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life of all who believe in him, and who by his apostle St. Paul has taught us not to grieve as people without hope for those who sleep in him. Today we give you thanks for Glory, for the mercy and grace she received from you, for all that was good, true, and beautiful in her life, for the particular memories we treasure today. Especially we thank you for the many ways in which she touched the lives around her for good, for her loving nature, her strength, her warmth and humour, for her dignity and grace in the face of ill health and frailty, for her courageous, genuine, questioning journey of faith, and for her own unique reflection of your image in her being. As we give thanks for Glory, we remember those of her loved ones departed, especially her husband Douglas, her sisters Leila, Rani, Indira, and Sarojini. And we pray that you would look in mercy on those who mourn her passing. We especially pray today for Maithri and Paul, for Glory's sister, Victoria, for whom we pray peace, wholeness, and healing today, very poignantly marking her sister's funeral on the day of her own birthday. We also pray for Crystal, for Danusha, Radhika, Shani, Ravi, Inuka, and her grand-nephew, Jivan. As we remember them, we think of the wider circle of family and friends near and far. Give us patient faith in times of darkness. Strengthen us with the knowledge of your love. Raise us from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that when we depart this life, we may rest in Christ, as our hope is, this our sister Glory does. And that at the resurrection on the last day, we may be found acceptable to you and receive the kingdom prepared for all who love and fear you. Grant this, merciful Father, through Jesus Christ, our Mediator and our Redeemer. Amen. As we prepare ourselves to formally bid farewell to glory, could I invite you please to stand. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness. As a father cares for his children, so does the Lord care for those who fear him. For he himself knows of what we are made. He remembers that we are but dust. Our days are like the grass. We flourish like a flower of the field. When the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord endures forever on those who fear him, and his righteousness on children's children. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life. In your keeping are all those who have departed in Christ. We here commit the body of our sister Glory to be cremated, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died and was buried and rose again for us, and who shall change our mortal body, that it may be like his glorious body, according to the mighty working by which he is able to subdue all things to himself. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. They are blessed indeed, says the Spirit, for they rest from their labours. Bring us, Lord our God, on our last awakening into the house and gate of heaven, to enter into that gate and dwell in that house where there shall be no darkness nor dazzling, but one equal light, no noise nor silence, but one equal music, no fears nor hopes, but one equal possession, no ends nor beginnings, but one equal eternity, in the habitation of your glory and dominion, world without end. Amen. So may God give to you and to all those whom you love his comfort and his peace, his light and his joy in this world and the next. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. We close with a hymn that was sung at the funeral service, and during this, Glory's coffin will be committed.